Here at Burris Seed Farms in Arnsville, Illinois, a robotic arm loads bags of seed off of a conveyor belt and onto pallets. Burris, a family-owned company that's been around since 1935, is a survivor. It operates in an industry dominated by Monsanto and DuPont. Since the 1970s, the number of independent companies like Burris has been cut in half to nearly 150.
That number is going to continue to shrink. I don't know where it will land, but we certainly feel like we're one of the long-term players, and we feel that when it shrinks from 150 to 100, we're still going to be a player. When it goes maybe down to 50, we're still going to be a player.
That's Tom Burris, who runs the seed company along with his brother. A bit of the backstory here. When Tom Burris's grandfather helped start the business back in 1935, it was part of a growing trend of commercial traders selling seeds. But the industry dynamics changed in the 1990s when science and business took hold in a new way. Companies like Monsanto and DuPont developed seed corn that embodied resistance to disease and pest. To gain market share, those firms started buying up seed companies, large and small, eventually acquiring industry giants like Pioneer Hybrid and DeKalb. Now, Monsanto, which hardly had a presence as a seed company back in 1990, is the nation's largest seed producer. Still, smaller companies like Burris serve an important role, says Chris Shaw, a New York equity analyst.
A big company like Monsanto clearly has to breed for, the entire country, but I think it's the independent guy that's really going to have a sort of an advantage at really tailoring their product to really sort of specific geographic areas. They don't try to be anything beyond that, and I think the local customer appreciates that as well.
Just over an hour north of St. Louis on a farm near Interstate 55, Wayne Ladage backs the John Deere tractor and seed planter out of his shed. Ladage farms about 1,000 acres. For his corn, he's always planted Burris, and he's also a dealer selling it to other area farmers. Ladage says he buys from Burris primarily to support another family-owned business.
And sometimes that might mean coming out in the middle of the night because we're running behind, say, planting corn in May or close to June, and because they're farmers too, they understand what we're going through, and that's a closeness that we share that's important to me.
For Tom Burris, that family feel is part of his sales pitch.
So we publish our home phone numbers, our cell phone numbers, and if a customer ever feels like he didn't get what he was entitled to, we invite him to call us. I don't think you can call Mr. Monsanto. I don't think you can call Mr. Pioneer.
Another selling point is that Burris can license the use of certain genetic traits from the big companies, and they mix and match those into their own recipe of sorts. The big players also have reasons not to run out all the small independent seed companies, says Greg Ruley, CEO of the Independent Professional Seed Association, a Nebraska-based trade group.
I think most of those companies, the larger multinationals, have realized that they've probably reached a point of saturation in terms of how much market they can control without finding themselves sideways of antitrust law or other protections that might be in place.
Burris has its own growth plan. The company is partnering with other independent seed companies in areas ranging from training to growing, and this year Burris will unveil software for planting equipment that can put different amounts of seed on different parts of a field depending on the soil type. Plus,
now we've taken in our fourth generation, which is my niece and nephew and my son-in-law, and they are owners with us.
He holds out hope for a fifth generation as well. He's already had his grandson out in the field detasseling corn in the summer. Bill Wheelhouse, Harvest Public Media.